audio chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.figologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow figologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Brother Ab.
Uncle V, are you above
I'm
water?
Above water, man. We dodged a bullet.
Okay, I was just going to send down a submarine to find you. I'm glad you're okay.
We dodged a bullet, man. Tampa got spared big time, but...
Oh, is that right? Because I wasn't really following the track. I thought it went across Florida. What happened? Tell me.
Oh my God. It hit South Florida. So it hit like down in Naples area. And then it came across state through Orlando. Fort Myers just got demolished. I mean, there's a huge bridge. Bear with me. Let me look at the name of it.
Bridge? Sunshine Skyway?
The Sanibel Causeway.
The causeway.
Totally collapsed. It totally collapsed. It's what connected Pine Island to Florida. And, I mean, it's like they can't get any emergency vehicles over there. This was a monster. I mean, like 155 miles an hour wind landfall, and it just kept circling and stalled and hammered, and there's nowhere for the water to go. It's horrible. So now it is on the other side of the state, going into the Atlantic, where it will pick up warm water and warm speed and will inch up to probably South Carolina, Charlottesville, Myrtle Beach, and will probably just decimate that too. And then it'll go up through and go up to New York, and this is just a monster. I mean, I think
it's not done yet.
Oh, my God, no. It hasn't even begun. I mean, it has, of course. But you are talking about when the dollars finalize, this will probably be one of the most expensive natural disasters ever to happen to anywhere. Yeah.
Well, yeah, the dollars are different this year. They're up 50%. So, yeah, just by the inflation, it'll be way more.
Right.
Yeah.
But, I was so grateful. I mean, obviously expecting the worst, but I really do feel bad for our fellow Floridians south, because, oh, my God, if it would have hit Tampa like it hit down there, I mean, we wouldn't even recognize the place because we were so saturated already. And
what kind of damage did you sustain in your neighborhood?
Oh, nothing. Zero. Nothing. It's
how like, much rain did you get?
Not much. I mean, my backyard, you know where the I feed my deer? I have seen
that
back area, which is 4.5 feet from my upper part of the ground, then it goes down 4.5 feet, and it goes back into that back area behind the woods. I have seen it 3 years ago, totally full, like a lake. And I'm looking at it right now, and I can't see a standing water, nothing. I mean, it's like It was just like a you know, typical Florida afternoon thunderstorm. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And your power, did your power stay on?
Power stayed on. Yeah, no. I mean, we are so fortunate. Now, to the south of us, there are 2 million people without power. So it's like we're just
still
on that rim. 2 million people, think about that, without power.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
So, gosh. I mean, I'm grateful, but I feel really, really horrible for our friends. So, my wife flew into Miami last night from Turkey, and she was going to drive here today. And I called her in the morning, and I said, look, I have called the police stations down in Naples, Fort Myers, Orlando, every way you could get here. And they are like, No, do not get on these interstates because nobody has power, including the gas stations. They need power to give gas. So if your wife gets on these roads, you are going, she's going to get stuck. So she's going to stay down there for 2 days. And that's okay. That's okay. But yeah, but the good news is it brought in autumn weather, man. It's like 70 degrees, just beautiful right now. I feel bad saying that. But, yeah. How are you?
Everything is good. Everything is good. So you could have done a show on Tuesday. Or you were busy sandbagging, you said.
No way, man. Yeah, no, my daughter called me freaking out. She's like, Dad, do you have any sandbags? And I'm like, I have sandbags, but I don't have sand. And she's like, well, I mean, I think I'm going to end up getting breached here because they're saying this pond behind me is going to, she said, I'm screwed. So I literally, Ab, got in my truck. I went north to where all these building sites are, and I ended up finding a house. Hold on.
Dude.
Come here. I ended up finding this house that had just like a shitload of sand, like a pile of sand that was dumped in its front yard. So I was out there filling 50 sandbags. Totally screwed up my back, and then I drove him.
I was going to say, you had a hernia or something. This is no good for you.
No, it was a really bad move, but I did it. We got her protected, but yeah, there was not going to be a Tuesday night show. Sorry.
did the pond come up, or did the sandbag even
No, 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 no. Everything was a false alarm in Tampa, so...
Oh, she's in Tampa. I thought you had a daughter in Orlando or somewhere.
No, so I told her, I said, look, honey, that garage of yours, that two-car garage, where you only have one car, the other car is going to be sandbags. So until we're through with hurricane season, you relocate these to your garage, honey. And,
all right.
Yeah, she did. But, no, it's, it was really ominous and scary. And, you know, the worst thing about it, there was these really, really powerful, rain bands, you know, that swirl around to where you get like 50 mile an hour wind gusts. And when you have three dogs that you have to take potty, you know, that goes down in the this sucks category. So I spent a lot of my time in a rain suit with an umbrella that kept getting, the wind would blow it, you know, the opposite direction. It kept, you know what I'm talking about, where it just whips it and you're like, fuck. But we're good now. So.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah, I haven't been tracking it, but you say it's on the East Coast now, so.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. It's done its damage. I haven't watched news today, so I don't know how bad Orlando and that whole trek got it, but I'm sure it's devastating. But you know, I'll take the fact that we missed it here, just selfishly. But boy, oh boy, man, powerful stuff. This Mother Nature. You know?
Yes. Yeah, she's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Tiago's still out of power up in Nova Scotia from last week's hurricane.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
Well, I looked at some of the pictures of the power lines. The poles are all rotten. It doesn't take much to knock a pole over.
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
The grid is literally up in the air on poles. It takes nothing. You knock over one pole.
Yeah, that's true.
How long does it take to put a pole up? It might take a crew half a day, or they have to find a pole.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
It takes a long time. The grid is very fragile, as we all know.
Yep. Yep. Oh, my God.
The grid is just a bunch of wires on trees. That's it. It's not anything sophisticated at all. Very simple.
It's not.
And I don't think the grid has much redundancy. So if there's one line into a whole area, the whole place goes down. That seems crazy. But that's what happens.
You know, it was interesting. This morning I was watching some news from Tampa, from South Tampa. And even though we didn't get hit with, you know, the really nasty stuff, we have been this last month, we have been so saturated with rain. And so even though the wind gusts were like maximum 40, 50 miles an hour, these trees that are so saturated at the roots, it doesn't take much for them to just blow over and just not break like you would think with a hurricane, you know, snap the tree. No, it just basically toppled them from their roots because of the water, and so many power lines went down because of that. I mean, that's you know, the issue, the problem. But
do you have a generator?
Oh yeah, baby. So 3 years ago, we lost power for 4 days, and I swore to God I'd never let that happen again. So being cheap, I decided that I would buy these two generators that are like monster generators that you have to crank, and you can set it up to where I put a panel in to where you could charge eight different things in your home. So air conditioning, lights in the family room, oven, washer, dryer, refrigerator, bedroom, you know, eight. That's it. And then last year, so that cost me like $7,000 total. Last year, we lost power, and it was the middle of the night. I mean, and raining like a mofo. And I'm like, I got to get these two monster generators outside, of which I haven't tested cranking them. You know, do I even have gas in them? I'm pretty sure I do. And I don't remember how to plug them in without electrocuting myself. So I never did. And then, so this year, my wife and I made the decision that, okay, let's bite the bullet. I'd gotten a commission check and I'm like, let's just spend this on a whole house generator. So we just got it installed maybe 5 weeks ago. And so I was kind of excited, frankly. You know? I'm like, okay.
What's it powered by?
Propane. I've got like 2,000 gallons of propane gas.
2,000 gallons?
No. I'm sorry. 2,000 $2,000 worth of propane gas.
Okay.
So 800 gallons apiece. Two of them.
Okay, that's still a pretty big tank.
Oh, it's two huge tanks. So it'll last a week and a half. If we had to go full bore, it would power our house for a week and a half, the whole thing.
So is your house powered? Is your house heated by electricity?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I guess you don't need heat that often, though, in Tampa.
Oh, hell
maybe
no. No. As a matter of fact, so
you have electric heat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Today, which, by the way, I will tell you that my electric bill historically has been about $320.
Yeah.
And I have a fairly big house.
$320 a month?
Yeah. Yeah, in the summer.
Yeah.
It's $590 now. Everywhere else, but
so the kilowatt rate per hour went up quite a bit.
Oh yeah, it's just nuts. It's like this sucks. You know, I mean, it's not as bad as what I've heard in obviously in Europe and stuff, but still.
Oh, that's 10 times over there.
The scope creep is alarming. You know, I mean, alarming. But how about there in Canada?
In where I live, on terrible, nothing. Our rates haven't gone up at all.
Although
they want to extend the fake nuclear power plant near my house for another couple of years because they say there's an energy problem, which is all a lie. How could there be an energy problem if half the businesses are shut down? What happened? They don't have to explain anything. They just say it. And it's true. They want to plow billions of dollars into, I guess, reconcreting a big structure for no reason.
Well, I think they should. I think that would be good for you guys. You know.
Yeah, just burning money.
I think you should light those Canadian bills on fire. Yep.
Yeah. Just another fraud. But our power hasn't moved. No, I was just curious because in Agenda 21, they want to get rid of gas. So, for instance, if the electrical grid went down and you were relying on electric heat and there's no power lines up, then you'd freeze to death. But with the gas lines, of course, they're underground and the gas still flows. As long as there's pumps to pump the gas, but still.
Right. So what are we going to talk about Tuesday night?
Who knows? That's a long ways away from now. Anything happened between now and then.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I think Cash will go to $1,000 by Tuesday. How about that?
Wow. Okay.
You're going to be rich. You're going to be like filthy rich. And you're going to be like,
you're
going to be buying out, you know, Canada. You're going to own Canada by the end of next week.
I don't want to own Canada. It's a huge liability. And I don't want anything. I don't want any of this country. This country's captured, man. Like your country is.
Hey, you know what I'm doing tomorrow?
No, what are you doing tomorrow?
You guys don't do Thanksgiving, right? Like turkey and that
yes,
stuff.
We do.
Oh,
we
do
it
okay.
In 2 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We love turkey.
So,
that's my favorite dinner of the year, actually.
Okay, so tomorrow, Friday, right?
Yeah. You're going to go have a turkey?
I thought my daughter, because of the hurricane, what I anticipated was all of her roommates at the University of Florida. They're all from out of town, right? So I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to buy all the fixins for a Thanksgiving dinner, and I'm going to plan for a feast on Friday, and Vlada could invite all of her roommates to our home here in Tampa, and I would make this huge feast. So I got everything I needed to. And so I'm still going to make it tomorrow, but they're all staying there at the University of Florida. My wife gets back late tomorrow night from Turkey. She flew into Miami this afternoon, but she cannot get to Tampa because there's, as I shared, there's just no gas stations that are going to be operational. So anyway, she's coming back. And what I'm doing, and I want to run this by you to tell me if I'm an idiot or not, okay?
Yeah.
So I usually make mashed potatoes, dressing, turkey, corn, and then I'm looking at these potatoes. You know when you're having a breakfast, like a good New York breakfast, and you go in, and they shave the potatoes to where they make them hash browns, and they fry them.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I love that.
I was thinking, what if I do that tomorrow, shave these suckers, fry them, and layer them, and, like, put some cheese in between them. So some cheddar cheese. So basically you have a layer of hash browns, cheddar cheese, a layer of hash browns fried, cheddar cheese, etc. And then I send it.
Bake it.
And then she bakes it. Don't you think that would be delicious?
Oh, man, we do. I've done that all the we've done that all the time. That's an awesome
really?
Potato dish. Oh, it's so good.
Wait. Fried potatoes with cheese?
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about fry the shit out of these string potatoes so that it's like hash browns. You know the kind that are so crispy. You've done that?
Yeah, I love hash browns. Yeah, we've done that. I think we just took the hash browns that you can buy in a bag, and they're cubed little potatoes, and you can just lay them out in a dish and put cheese and layer that, works.
I'm doing that tomorrow.
Similar. You're going the extra mile with the frying?
I'm doing
so
the
that's
extra
pretty
mile.
Cool.
I'm going to shred these little bastards, and I'm going to each potato I'm going to fry individually, and that's going to be a layer. And then I'm going to put some shredded cheese. So are you going to publish this conversation?
Yeah.
If you
want.
Do it. I want feedback from people if they've ever done this. If this makes sense or if I'm...
Yeah, well, I haven't done it to that extent. We've had that cheese, hash brown cheese dish many times. It's really super good.
Yeah,
it's very good.
You understand the difference is the crispiness of the... because I love my hash browns like almost well done, you know? And so I thought, layer them? So I think I'm going to do it, and I think I'm going to capture it on video. So on Tuesday night, I can create a video that I can share, and I'm going to show you the net result. How about that? That's some good material, right?
That's good. That's real good.
Okay. I'm going to do that.
But I love my mashed potatoes and gravy, but you can't have everything.
Well, you know what? I'm going to make one mashed potato for you. I'm going to sit it to the side.
Aww.
And then I'm going to package it up. I'm going to put it in saran wrap, and I'm going to package it up, and I'm going to show everyone how I'm going to put it in an envelope with your address, and I'm going to mail it to you. And then you're gonna know that this Uncle Vigilante down here loves you so much.
Oh no! Wow.
that I will not let you go hungry.
Just, you know what, just send Epic Cash. That's faster.
Okay. Deal.
That'll be better. I'll go buy some mashed potatoes at, I'll get her done. And I think it might taste better.
All right.
Cool. I'm glad everything is okay. I'm glad, Vigilante is above seawater. And, but are there any more hurricanes coming? I heard it's hurricane season, so.
It's hurricane season. There'll probably be a couple more, but that's okay. We braved this first one, and
I figured they're gonna milk this thing for global warming propaganda till the end of time. I figure you guys.
Oh,
that's the worst part about it.
Of course.
Oh, they're gonna pound you guys with propaganda.
Hey. Keep thinking about the question I need to ask Chris Cuomo, because that's coming together. I need to ask the perfect question. I need two or three questions to be able to ask him in sequence, to be able to say, hey, Chris, quick question. Question one. Oh, hey, and what do you think about question two? Oh, and finally, question three. Let's think about that. What can we ask a bona fide Druid Babylonian bastard, to where I have the dude to where he has a cocktail in him and he is safe harbor and he is like totally self-confident? I just want to ask him the right questions that makes him go. So let's think about it.
Yeah, he's a highly trained liar, though, so he'll be pretty good at deflecting. They all are. They're highly trained.
Yeah, we're highly trained fakeologists, so there you go.
I'll try and think of something. I don't, didn't he get caught in the Hamptons with some lie? I don't even, that was years ago now. It's so far in the past.
Yeah,
something he
know.
Wasn't. The old mask, that was back in the masquerade days when the people are pretending to mask. That
yeah.
whole thing. It's just nonsense, isn't it, really?
Oh, it's all nonsense. But you know what? I predict it's going to come back full circle, and we're going to have all the same stupid people sporting masks again real soon. Maybe not.
Oh, we just got rid of our masks on planes and trains. We just got rid of it.
Oh, wow.
That's what I heard.
Congrats.
I know.
You know what?
But you guys, I think you guys are still enforcing injections for non-citizens coming into the U.S., though. Maybe your wife can speak to that if she just came into the airport. See
no,
if she heard.
No, they aren't. They aren't. They aren't. There's no force.
For non-citizens, I mean.
Well, I don't know about non-citizens. If that's the case, that is, well, did you hear Biden's announcement about the hurricane?
Yeah, he said something about you need an injection to get through this hurricane.
can you imagine
hurricane preparedness.
What a... Sorry, everyone, if you're offended, but, you know, I'm sorry. What a fucking idiot douchebag. He has to be just literally playing with us like catnip. I mean, catnip. Are we that big of a joke out here? Either the normies who believe it or those of us who don't believe it, but just our jaws are dropping that this guy really said that. I mean, this guy is playing, I think, 28D chess, or he's just retarded. He's just a retarded retard. You know.
Somebody put a great meme. He said, it's sabotage like incompetence.
Wait,
I thought that was really good.
Cut out.
The meme was, he is sabotage made to look like incompetence. Yeah, I thought it was really good. So maybe, because he really is sabotaging the U.S. with all his millions of unconstitutional executive orders. I mean, he's printing more of them off than money. Just one after the other with United Nations Agenda 21, SDGs, and ESGs. And he's making it look like he's out of it, which I think he is out of it, but everyone else around me says, no, he's acting.
I think he's
But he's almost 80.
Acting, but...
You think the same.
He's totally acting. I believe he is the master controller. No shit. I believe he controlled Bush, too. I believe he was the puppet master. Biden controlled Bush Jr. Oh.
Well, I never heard that one.
Who was Bush's VP?
Oh, you're gonna make me think about that one, aren't you?
I may be double checking myself. I'm totally holding myself out to being wrong. Who was he the VP of?
Yeah.
Was it Obama or was it Bush? I think it was.
Oh, Biden was the VP of Obama.
Was he?
Biden
okay.
was the VP of Obama.
Are we sure?
Yeah, and Obama seems much smarter than Biden.
Okay, wait a minute.
At least he can talk.
So
I can't even remember the VP under Bush.
He's the one that shot that dude.
Right
the
now, it's not
Cheney. Yeah.
Oh, Cheney. Yeah.
So okay. I'm sorry. I meant Obama. That he was the puppet master of Obama. I don't know. I'm just it's just all these Drew Babylonian bastards.
No, I don't think Biden has ever had enough marbles in his head to even decide what to eat for dinner. So I'm gonna check you on that.
I may concede.
He's got the Chicago team behind him, the Obama team. I think it's the opposite. Obama has still got a lot of sway, and his team, whoever put Obama in, they're in firm control. The State Department.
You know who I think is sexy? Man, have you ever...
Go ahead.
Have you ever seriously taken a gander at the mayor of Chicago, that woman?
All right, yeah. Beetlejuice. Have you been drinking?
Beetlejuice is still so sexy. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Sexy in a Beetlejuice kind of way.
Think about
that.
Think about all of these leaders. Think about the Australian leader, that woman, the horse mouth.
New Zealand,
right?
Jacinda.
How on earth?
Yeah.
Okay, let's rewind back to whoever graduated from the WEF Young Leaders. Those are the people that we need to basically put ankle bracelets on and. Let's just track them for the next 5 years, okay?
Yeah, they've infiltrated every level of government all over the world. They're all over the White House for sure. The State Department. Yeah, they're really quite infiltrated into every government.
Yep.
I think even so-called fascist leader of Italy was saying, we have to help the Ukraine. Oh, my God. Here we go. She took no time to flip. So Yeah. It's sad, but I don't think there's anyone. I think it's too much money controlling everybody.
Ab, may I make one simple request?
Yeah.
Would you please run for office?
No.
Please.
I don't think you can. I think you get taken over.
No, I need you to run for office. I'm asking John Laban to run for office wherever he is. I'm asking
Bulgaria.
Marcus Allen, I'm extending an olive branch. I want you to run for office. Max Freeman, run for office. I'm going to run for executioner of state. But
wow.
Well, you know, I execute executive orders. That's what I'm talking about. So don't take that wrong. no. Look, we need a little bit of upheaval to combat the evil. But I don't know, bro. I don't know.
Well, good chat tonight, Uncle Odd. I was going to call you tonight, but I thought I'd catch you now just in case you're going to be busy. Because I don't think Tiago's going to be around tonight either. His group got shot down. I think so. I can't confirm it, but I'm pretty sure it's gone. But what? It's not a surprise.
No, I'm surprised it got as big as it did.
Me too. Makes no sense.
No. Okay, my battery just warned me that it's going to close. So,
all right, buddy. Good to hear your voice. Glad you're okay. Maybe you're going to be on Saturday morning if we do the audio chat Saturday morning if you're going to your groomer.
Hey, you know what? That could be that may happen. That may happen, Ab.
If they're not underwater.
No. I'm watching this Turkish series on Netflix that is subtitled Turkish, but it's five seasons.
Yeah.
It's like this called Renaissance or something, but it's really, really freaking good. And, you know, these warriors, they're like, you know, Allah be willing, God be willing. If God be willing that we will make it to Saturday morning. So they all say that, and it's not about Muslim or anything like that. It's just really, really, really well done. So, you know, if God be willing, I will be there on Saturday morning, Ab.
All right. Okay. Well, good. I'm glad you're getting your programming from Netflix. It's good.
All right, brother. Love you.
Good talking to you. All the best, buddy. Take care.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
That's all, folks.